Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you guys. Will you guys join me as we pray? God, we just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love for us. And we know that you have a message for us. You want to encourage us today. And so we ask, God, that you would open up our ears, our hearts, our minds to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So today I'm celebrating 12 years of being married to my wonderful wife, Hope. It's been just an awesome adventure, and I look forward to many, many more years with her. So I know you'll be watching this, babe, so love ya. Had to give the shout out. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the three ways that the devil likes to attack us, the tactics that he uses when we're spiritual warfare. A good example of that is when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. So, you know, Jesus just got baptized and then he was going out to, you know, and then he started fasting and all that and going out to the desert. But just to remind everybody that God is not the one that tempts us, right? God doesn't tempt us. That's from the devil, and we tempt ourselves as well. God can test us, right? But as far as tempting us, that kind of signifies falling into sin and doing something that's against God's word. And also, Jesus, even though that the enemy, you know, threw some stuff in front of him to try and tempt him, there was no sin in Jesus. So he wasn't tempted as far as giving in to sin or having a desire to do those things, but just didn't do it. It wasn't like that. Like there was no sin. There is no sin in Jesus. And so it held no ground when the devil was tempting him. So with that said, we're going to go and read Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." You see, the first thing I want to point out here is when we're going through temptation, or, you know, when we're in the middle of a battle, the devil, what he likes to do is he likes us to question our relationship with God. And that's one of the things. Our identity is in Christ. Our identity is vital to our relationship, knowing that relationship, that identity in our relationship. So if he can strip us of us questioning, am I really a son of God? You know, is God really my father? Does God really love me? You know, if he can get us to question that, we're on a slippery slope. And that's what he tried to do with Jesus. He tried to make him question his relationship with God, which is absurd, right? And Jesus says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So when we're going through it, a lot of times, you know, we just had baptisms and our youth had a camp. And a lot of times we come back from camp or after somebody gets baptized, they just feel like, man, seems like they're kind of going not in a good direction right now. Like, oh, I was on like the spiritual high or these awesome moments with God, and all of a sudden things are going really bad right now. And that's the attack of the enemy. The enemy wants to come and steal the joy. He wants to, one, get us to question our relationship with God. And that's why I see that time and time again. So if you're in a place where you're going through something and you find yourself questioning your relationship with God, that is an absolute sign that you're in spiritual warfare, that the enemy is attacking you to get you to question that. So the second thing is, we're going to look into the next thing that the devil tells Jesus. "Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and their hands, they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" So if the devil can get you to question your relationship with God, he'll want to get you in a place where we test God, where you test God in that negative way, and you're confused about the relationship with you and God. So basically, like, let me give you an example. God, I'll do this if you do this. God, you didn't do this for me, so I'm not going to do this for you, right? And we, if you're real, if you really love me, you're going to do this. That's like a testing in our relationship with God, and it's not a good place to be. It's kind of confusing when we live our life like that. And something that I remind the youth, that's a dangerous place to be. If we start now with the kids learning, like, hey, we don't test God, like we shouldn't have confusion when it comes to our relationship with God. A lot of times it's like a work-based thing, right? It leads into works, and it'll show in your relationships with your family, with your friends, your employer, your relationship with God. If it's work-based, you know, I'll do this if you do this, you know. You didn't do that, so I guess I'm not going to do this. But if you live by grace, right, and we don't have that culture where we test our relationships, your life is going to be so much better. It's just not a good thing when we test God or we live in relationships where we're constantly testing people. It's just not a good place to be. So that's what the devil wants to do. He wants you to question your relationship with God. Secondly, what he really enjoys doing is making you confused in your relationship with God and testing God and having that culture in your relationship with God that you're always testing him. It's kind of a work-based thing, and that's not a good place to be. I love how what Jesus says, he goes, again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to test. And a lot of times people will test God because they think God is tempting them. And like what we talked about earlier, God doesn't tempt us, right? God doesn't want to see us fall. He doesn't want to see us go into sin. He doesn't want to see our lives broken in ruins. And so that definitely is not from the Lord. So we shouldn't be in a place where we test God. Like we're in a relationship where we're always testing each other. It's just not good vibes, and I don't recommend it. So if you're in a place where you feel like you have to test God, that's a good sign that you're in spiritual warfare. It's a good sign that the enemy is attacking you. And it's a spiritual thing, okay? So the next thing, we're going to look into verse 8. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So one of the things the devil does, those three things we're talking about, is he gives you false promises if you give up your faith. He gives you false promises if you worship him. You know, and people do this every day. They worship money. They can worship power. They can worship success. They can worship their spouses. They can worship a lot of different things. And again, all those things, there's nothing wrong with money, with being successful at work, with your relationships. But it's when we replace those things and we remove God out of the picture and we worship those things, that's where it's a problem. So when the enemy comes and he wants to get you to question your relationship with God, he wants you to be in a place where you're testing God. Thirdly, he wants you to believe the false promises that he will give you all these things if you worship him. You know, all the people that do this, because literally it happens every day, people will worship these things. But the devil doesn't tell you that you got to pay the piper in the end, right? Eternal separation from God. If we stop worshiping God and we worship these things, it's not going to lead us to a good place. So if you're in a place right now where you feel like you're just going through it, like, you know, man, it just feels like I'm just so enticed right now to have these things in my life, and I'll do whatever I need to get them. I'll stab whoever in the back. I'll step on whoever I need to step. I'll ruin relationships just to get what I want. If you're in a place like that, that's a good sign, guys, that you're in the middle of spiritual warfare. And the enemy knows us. He uses those things to entice our hearts to have all these possessions and whatever power and all those things. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, guys. So again, those three things. One is he wants you to question your relationship with God. Two, he wants you to test God. He wants you to be a place where you're testing God. Thirdly, he's going to offer you all these possessions and worldly things to replace God. So that's when we know we're in spiritual warfare. And again, in Ephesians chapter 5, talks about how the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that's how we do battle. That's how Jesus does battle. Jesus, the Son of God, used the Bible to combat the devil. How much more do we need that? So it's so important that we're into our word, that we know how to rightly divide the word. We can use it. We can apply it to our lives. Because when the time comes, you're not going to, a self-help book is not going to do any good. It's going to be the word of God. So I highly encourage you guys to dig in there. And if you're, if feel like you're going through something, maybe you're in spiritual warfare. Maybe the enemy's attacking you. And it's time you pick up that sword of the Spirit and battle. All right. Well, God bless you guys. I hope that encourages you and gives you just some thought about spiritual warfare and the tactics that the devil uses. All right. Well, God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time.